And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Apparently, there are certain things that are putting men off women, intimidating men.
Oh, no!
Yeah,
what?
It's things that you girls are doing.
Oh, really?
It's making us feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Really? And yeah. Then you reply appropriately by...
Probably.
We won't get into the statistics of it, will we? We won't get into that. Ah, that's a bit grim.
Fragile masculinity is,
is
a thing, isn't it? So it just the stuff that you girls do just gives off high maintenance vibes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like...
Like me as well? Look how high maintenance I look.
You look great after a week off.
So low maintenance.
So it's just a little bit like ick, really.
Really?
As guys, also gatekeepers of female fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
We do dress for the male gaze, a lot of us.
And this is the thing. Like, if you don't want to be single, look hotter.
Really?
Oh, my God, I want to vomit. Oh, I can't do it.
I know. It's not you. It's not your vibe. It's not your vibe. But then we look hot and then things, you know, and then that's our fault too.
Yeah.
Like, it's you just can't win.
No, you're right.
Just can't win.
So fragile. So fragile. High maintenance vibes. So this is the big thing, the thing that sort of triggered this whole thing is Morgan McGuire. She's been informed, and I'm not sure through who, but certainly multiple men.
Yeah.
That she's single because she wears pearl earrings.
Right.
Majorly intimidating, the men said.
Oh, my God.
Meaning women who wear them are walking red flags for potential suitors.
Really?
It's made its way to the New York Post, which is, I believe, not the New York Times.
It's not, but it is, you know. A source.
Yeah. So, as you can imagine, right? So, that's made its way onto the socials.
Yeah.
And the comments from guys.
Yeah.
It's wonderful because it's just guys getting on and going, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
All right. What else don't you like? Tell us. Let's tell you
why you're single. Tiny bags. If it's so small that my car keys won't fit, what's the point?
Okay.
If a woman has a lanyard for their phone, I assume they're a little careless and used to losing things.
Okay.
I want to swear so much at these guys. Oh, my God. Right. Mm. Insanely long nails. Can't type on a keyboard length.
Okay.
Right. That is a little bit.
They're not for you, though.
I don't get the logic of that one.
Yeah.
Long nails. Freak me out, another guy said. They're on their phone and it's all clickety clack, clickety. A necklace with the girl's name on it.
Okay.
It irks me.
Really?
I feel it's slightly unsafe and similar to when guys have tattoos on themselves with their last name.
Okay.
Excessive amounts of ring and gold, gaudy jewelry. Wearing that much bling is ridiculous.
Okay. Once again, not for you, but that's. You know, we've all got our preferences.
Gets better, keeps trying. Remember, guys, or girls, rather, this is why you're single.
Okay.
This is what you're just doing to yourself.
So we've got the pearl earrings, we've got long rings, long nails. And wearing lots of rings.
Yeah, the necklace with your name
necklace on it.
Gaudy,
cool.
Gaudy jewellery.
Yeah.
So.
Gaudy jewellery's in the eye of the beholder.
This is how you're sabotaging yourselves, girls. This is why, there's so many men out there. So many
I can't say it.
Woody's a dumbass. Why are you wearing them in public?
Well, yeah, I mean, we can all,
Oh, do you know what's dreadful? Those bikinis that are essentially floss.
Oh, really?
Scrunch bum tights and high heels.
Well, let me tell you this. I was yesterday on a walk, right? And I saw a girl walk past who had the most magnificent derriere that I have seen, right?
Okay.
And I was like, wow, that's amazing. I'm no better than a man. But good on her. Anyway, then I see her walk past a pack of three guys and I just thought, I'm going to watch this
situation,
see how it unfolds. Yeah. And then they were like keeping a straight face, looking straight ahead. Yeah, cool. And then 5 seconds later, I just see them all giggling like,
respectful way to handle it. At least they waited till they got past her.
Mm.
Big gold nose rings make me think of cows and I don't like full sleeve tattoos.
Okay.
My girlfriend has a fluffy pink jacket from Costco that has grey Mickey Mouse shapes all over it.
And that annoys him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've all got our things.
Yeah, big fly, sunglasses, leopard print, animal fur, Madonna Munro, lip piercings, eyeshadow up to the brows, toe socks.
You wouldn't even know what that is.
Ribbed jeans, fake lashes, lip fillers.
Okay.
Yeah. Football shorts. Basically anything. Like, they've just picked everything.
Yeah, yeah, we'll just pick everything and we'll just, men, settle down.
Say it's your problem. Mm. You're doing it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Have you been down to Avalon Beach?
No.
Can I be honest with you? I live in Lara and I have not either. I've lived here for...
I didn't even know it was called Avalon Beach, to be fair.
11 years I've lived in Geelong and I've never been to Avalon Beach.
Maybe we should go.
Oh, mate.
Do the show from
but
there.
But, you know, I asked people from Geelong, like, oh, what's out there? What do you know? Mm. It's a beach. Should we go? And they're like, it's not a real beach. It's like gravel. Don't go. And I'm like, oh okay. And so as such, I've never had a reason. I'm not a fisherman. So I'm not.
It is also popular fishing with jetties and moored boats dominating the beach, says here.
Apparently good whiting out there. But I wouldn't know.
Don't say things you don't know.
I wouldn't know. This story popped up, though, over the last week or so, and you're going to be angry about it, but I also think it's just wild. Okay. And wild in, like, lots of different ways. There's layers to it, babe.
Okay.
A man from Lara, one of my own, has been fined for disturbing the habitat of a critically endangered native animal. Right, this story.
All right, Tom, I'm already wild.
Yeah, you're mad.
Yeah, I'm mad already.
This is a story from the 80, by the way. Mm. An investigation was launched after BirdLife Australia, our mate, what's his name? Sean Dooley. Yeah. Oh, what a grab.
Was it Sean or is it Scott?
Nah, don't care. Okay. You should have just let me have it. Sorry. You should have just let me have that. That was really unprofessional by you.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I always ruin a movie.
BirdLife Australia reported research equipment used to monitor fairy terns. It's a type of bird, T-E-R-N, tern, fairy terns, which are endangered, had been stolen, this equipment, right? So it was a monitoring camera and decoy 3D printed fairy terns were taken from an artificial habitat pontoon.
Fairy terns are beautiful. They're like if a plover and a seagull had a baby.
I'll pay that. I've seen pictures of them. Habitat for the fairy tern was also disturbed during the incident. Now, the man has been caught and he'll have to pay a $790 fine.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Well, so they didn't get him for theft. Maybe because they got the cameras and stuff back. But the fine is for breach of the Wildlife Act, so for disturbing wildlife habitat.
Yeah, pay more. Fine him $10,000.
Well, that seems...
No, it doesn't.
But he didn't hurt any of the birds.
Yeah, well, no, but maybe he was trying to.
Mate, I don't think you can cast those aspersions. Okay. But what you can deal with the facts, which is what we should definitely be doing. I love the fact that he was down there at Avalon Beach and walked past and went, hang on a second. That's like a camera and stuff.
Someone's left all of this stuff here.
Yeah. And there's these little plastic birds. They're cute. I'll have a couple of those.
Yeah.
Oh, they look good in the lounge room. Chuck them on the mantelpiece. Mm-hmm. Couple little birds. Maybe at the back. Anyway, and I'm going to take these cameras as well. It's a camera. It's looking at you. It's looking at you. The camera is... He's stolen a camera and then, like, walked off with it. And you know how they know who stole it? Because they can see you, mate. That's what the camera's doing. It's filming.
I didn't even put that together.
Isn't that wild that he's like, I'm just taking this camera. Couldn't possibly be streaming something anywhere. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, I also love the fact that he's quite clearly a bird himself, a bower bird that just can't help himself seeing something.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Take that home with me.
Nice, because bower birds like taking things you don't know.
BirdLife Australia. Good. Sean Dooley.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Vlog is back in the house. What did she get up to, though, on her week off or her holiday?
Yes.
Let's find out.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we had family birthdays on the Friday night after my last show, which was beautiful. And then early Saturday morning, Jimmy, Wombie and I head off to South Australia, nice. God's country.
God's country,
say,
yes.
With a camper trailer that his beautiful sister and brother-in-law have gifted to us to use.
Because they've done a rock.
Absolutely amazing, this thing. It's amazing. Anyway, they're like, it's, you know, you can have it. I'm like, no, no, no. We'll just borrow it and we'll give it straight back to you. But this thing, Jimmy went to pick it up probably about a month ago and got a bit of a rundown of how it all works and everything. And I said to him, look, should we try and like set it up in the backyard beforehand? And we were going to, but then we never really got around to it. But it's like easy. It's like you press a pump and it just kind of pops up.
Cool.
Over like a minute, it'll just like amazing. And then like pop up, right?
So sick. Flash. Yeah.
Anyway, so it took us 6 hours or so. It's like five hours and 40 minutes to get to Robe.
Yes.
Which is where we were going.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah. Went down past Cassiden, you know, home of the Kelpie.
Yeah.
Great part of the world. Great part of a drive that was. Anyway, finally get to Robe and it's probably about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, nice.
Right?
Okay.
And
traditionally quite warm and sunny in Robe this time of year.
And so we're camping at the Seaview Robe Caravan Park, which was delightful.
Name drop, right? Yep.
Delightful. And we were up there facing the water, gorgeous. Mm. And so there was a bit of trouble on the first night. We couldn't really figure out how to put the camper up.
It's one button, it takes 1 minute.
Yeah, but there's certain valves that you need to close and open. And we had a notes thing written. Anyway, got to about 2 hours of us trying to do it. And let's just say, you know me, you know how I'm fun and really go with the flow and everything.
Yeah.
So it gets to about 5:30 and it's raining and we still haven't put this thing up and I'm just standing there looking at Jimmy and just like, so you know how to put this up, yeah? Like you're across this.
Yeah.
So it seems that you're not across it, Jimmy. Anyway, I was fine. I cracked it. And I said, well, you're going to have to call up and find us accommodation somewhere because he's like, look, we'll just sleep in the car. And I went, what? No, we're not sleeping in the car. So we found a motel room to sleep in.
Amazing. You're towing with his car, yeah?
Towing with his car. Yeah, sure. So we packed up the mess we made and we left that there and then we drove to a motel and we stayed there with Wombi, bless them.
Yeah.
Wombi kind of barked through the night a little bit because people were coming back to their motel rooms and was freaking him out. So that was good. Next day we went back and we tackled it again and we put it up. And we were still together at this stage, which is good to know too.
Were?
What?
Is that the big news? No, you still got your ring on.
Yeah. And so we put it up and we're like, this is great. And so we were there and we had a great day and a great night. We're like, we're settling in. We're staying at Robe for 6 nights. This is going to be awesome, right?
Shaky start, but geez, we're living the life now.
Yeah. Next day, you know, Jimmy was like coughing over the course of a couple of days and he had some bad asthma and stuff like that. So we're like, oh, you know, and then he's like, no, my throat's getting a bit sore. And we're like, all right, maybe we should do a test, right?
Yeah.
And he came back with influenza A.
Okay, cool.
So at this stage, we're sitting in getting a test, influenza A, it's raining, it's freezing, rain's coming in sideways, and I'm like, you know what? I've had about enough. So I locked myself in the car. So I was just like, I've had too much. Yeah. I'm emotionally drained now, right?
Okay.
Poor Jimmy. He's like, come on, it's all right. We'll be all right.
Sorry, is this day two that you've locked yourself in the car? Day three.
Because day one didn't exist, you see, because we couldn't get the camper up.
Day two was actually
amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So beautiful. Day three, we're like, right. Anyway, that night we hear that this massive storm is coming the next night.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, he's got the flu. It's very likely that I'm going to get the flu. He's vaccinated for it. I'm not.
Yeah.
This massive storm's coming. What happens if we're both sick and we can't pack up this thing?
Yeah. But it's just a button. You're just pressing. It takes 1 minute.
No. And then so we decided, okay, the wind was coming in pretty hot that night, as in it was flapping our stuff around quite violently. And we thought, right, we're getting a break in the wind at 3 a.m. And we packed up the trailer.
At
3
a.m. At 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m.
Oh, my Jesus.
And we left.
What?
Yeah.
Why 3 a.m.?
Because there was this massive storm coming through. These 70-knot winds were coming through at like 7 a.m. it was supposed to be. And I said, let's just get up now and do it. So we packed the tent away. We drove all the way home. And I've been at home ever since.
So sorry. So so how many days are you supposed to be there?
Six nights.
Supposed to come back
on Friday.
You were there Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday night.
Sunday. Monday night.
And left Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Had a great time.
Just quickly, I can't quite remember. Did you give me a hard time when I didn't stay for that second night in Brimley because the weather was awful and we were camping at the caravan park there and it got played? Did you give me a hard time about that?
No, not that I remember. No, I don't remember that at all.
Like the kind of thing you would have done.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.